We're back here on downtown with Maine men's hockey coach Ben Barr, whose team has come off a weekend sweep of number 16 Lowell. Some really good things over the weekend and some things I know you're still working on to repair, but overall, how'd you rate it?
Well, it was a split, but I wish it was a sweep.
I said sweep. Yes, it was right. A split.
I wish. It's wishful, yeah. Optimistic. I didn't think we played very well on Friday, and Lowell obviously is a very well-coached, detailed team. The game, it was a pretty even game, but it just never felt like we really got our game going, and that's a credit to them. It's a 2-1 game. They played a very mature game, didn't take any risks in the third period, and we really didn't get much on them. They chip pucks in. We had to, break it out and go 200 feet over and over and over again, and we just really never got any much traction in the game, so it was a disappointing game on Friday. Because I thought we got outworked, and we haven't been outworked often this year. So that was tough. But I thought the response on Saturday was really good. The first period we played really, really well. We were able to get some momentum. Obviously scoring some early goals helps. Outside of the penalties, we knew they were going to push back, and they did, and they made it a game, and our penalty kill play was pretty good. And Victor struggled the first half of the game, and it was good to see him. He made some big saves in the second half for us. We were 1-for-2 on the weekend, and that's what we probably deserve to be, and still a lot to work on for sure.
Well, as you mentioned, Lowell plays a very structured, very disciplined game. They're never out of position or rarely out of position, and they have a really good goalie. Mm-hmm. Do you have to attack a team like that differently than maybe a looser team?
I don't think you attack them differently. I just think you have to make the most of when you get opportunities. We get a power play, we have to, because you're not going to get a ton of chances against them. There's teams in our league, like we go and play one this week at BU that's, just speed and skill, and they're playing a structured game now too, but it's going to have a different feel than playing Lowell. It's like size and structure and details, physicality. So, every game has a different feel to it, and, depending on your opponent, it might be different from one night to the other, but we don't change a ton of what we do from day. Like we're just a blue-collar team, so if our details are there and our work ethic is there, usually we give ourselves a chance. And if not, like on Friday, it was average. It's hard for us, And that's our guys know that, and they understand that. And it's easy to talk about. It's not always easy to get yourself to that level every night, especially when you're playing really good teams as we are every night in Hockey East.
And I know she mixing guys up again, trying to find those combinations. Breen was back with Houle sometimes and move around. But what I think we talked about this last week too, but I'm impressed by how much you trust freshmen. I mean, it was a one goal game with a minute and a half to go on to look out, and there are three freshmen on the ice. And I think that has to bode well for the future.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a choice but to trust freshmen right now. Yeah. And a credit to them, some of those guys have, have played, way more mature than we had imagined, Thomas Friel and yeah. Brandon Holt and Luke Antonacci and Grayson Arnott, some of these guys, they look like they play a veteran detailed game, which is really, really beneficial to us. And so we're going to put the guys on the ice in tough situations that are playing the best. And, every night that might be a different group of players, but it's, when those guys are on the ice at different times, that's because they've earned the right to be on the ice at that time, and we don't really view it as freshman, sophomore, junior, whatever. Right. We need everybody to play well, and sometimes those freshmen are, our best players in the game, and credit to them, and they're going to go on the ice if that's the case.
There seemed to be, and this could just be me because I don't see as many games in film, but I try to watch a lot of other Hockey East games on television, a lot more majors, that they're handing out the five-minute major a lot more, and I'm amazed at how many times it comes from a coach's challenge, which happened for both you and Norm this weekend. there was an article in the Hockey News recently said goalie interference is as clear as mud. Are we getting that with major penalties too? Is it just each night who sees it and how they see it, or are we getting a consistency?
We haven't had that. Like, I honestly, last year it felt like we had more majors. Obviously, there was two this weekend,
yeah,
in the same game, so that, you know, you notice that obviously when you have two in one game. It doesn't, as a coach, is like, as long as it's consistent,
yeah,
you can deal with it. Obviously, you don't want to take a 5-minute major.
Right.
I think, you know, probably in the last 10, 15 years with the replay being what it is, I think that's why you see more of it, because the refs have a chance to go back and look at it. And when you look at something, a lot of times it looks a lot worse than it feels on the ice.
Yeah.
And you have to call what you see,
yeah,
and especially when you slow it down. My experience is, like, every hit looks terrible when you slow it down, you know, like, and it always looks like hits to the head or hits from behind. But that's, you know, as long as it's the same for both teams. And you know what, like, I had no problem with them calling a major on Sirota there,
yeah,
and, you know, and then they called it, it was the exact same play almost,
yeah,
on when Donovan Hoole got hit. So
yeah,
you can't really complain when you get the consistency, you know, from the referees. And I thought they were consistent this,
yeah,
this week. You know, same with the goaltender interference call. Like, you know, like, they waved it off, which I understood. You know, one of our guys was in, you know, hit their goalie. He was pushed in.
Yeah.
So I asked the ref, hey, if he was pushed in, is that a goal? Yes. Okay, I'll challenge it. So, like, the communication was good there.
Yeah.
So as long as they're consistent and you're able to talk to them and have a conversation, which we were, you know, you deal with it. Both teams have to deal with it.
Yeah, and I thought that goal really charged up the crowd.
Yeah.
And got, it was the first time in a couple of games that it's felt like the crowd was really into it. I mean,
yeah,
when the kids come back, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, from here on out, the kids are here. When the students aren't here, sometimes, you know, it's tough to get the crowd into it.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, when that third goal went in, I thought the roof was going to come off the place, and that was really good for the energy.
Yeah, I was amazed at the energy in that building with no students for the most part. You know, unfortunately, we've had quite a few games without students,
yeah,
at home this year. Thanksgiving we had one, then we had the four
and
the last few weeks. So, but I mean, that Saturday night especially was fantastic. You know,
yeah,
like the community support has just been great, and you know, we owe it to them to keep building this thing and play hard. But it gives us a huge boost of energy when we, you know, when the building is that loud.
So you go down to BU, as you said, BU's got a lot of skill, a lot of speed. Up and down year for them. They seem to look really good some nights, and other nights they look pretty normal. What do you figure is the thing you got to most key on in that game?
All the games that I seem to watch them, they look really good. So
yeah.
I think they, you know, I think they have the most talent in our league right now, top to bottom. I don't know if you get arguments from that, anybody on that. Really fast, skilled. You know, we have to slow them down by playing a hard, heavy game.
You, yeah,
know, like, we have to do what Lowell did to us on Friday. You know, we have to try to do that to, you know, to BU. And that doesn't matter if we're playing BU, Lowell, anybody. Like, we just have to play that way no matter what, because we're not a team with, you know, 15 draft picks like BU has. You know, like, that's, you know, we're built differently, and that doesn't mean that we can't go and play our game and win, you know, but we have to understand what we are. And that's, there was a big difference between from Friday to Saturday last week of, you know, when we miss hits and we are on the wrong side of pucks, our game is ugly. And because we don't have the guy that's going to go end to end and score the highlight reel goal for,
right,
us, you know, like, that's just not our makeup. And so when we're not playing the game the right way, we're a very, very average team, you know. But when we do play the right way, and I know our guys believe this, we can go and beat anybody. So we're going to have to, especially on the road against a top 10 team, be really, really dialed in with our details and our work ethic.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck on the trip down this weekend, and I look forward to talking to you again at this time next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.